You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Giants and the Diamondbacks working overtime Saturday night. The Giants honoring the 20th anniversary of the 1997 NL West champions. Barry Bonds among those on hand at AT&T Park. We pick it up top two. Giants trailing 2-0.
Stratton will check him the pitch. Swing and a drive down the left field line. Long run over there is Parker, and he makes the catch on the slide. Crossing into foul territory to end the inning. Nice running catch by the left fielder, Jared Parker. And the Diamondbacks waste the leadoff double. Man left on base. We'll go to the Giants second. It's 2-0 D-backs. There's a drive into left center field. That's going to gap it. And the Panda's got his first Giant hit since his return. A double to lead off the seventh inning for San Francisco. Walker ready on the 2-1 pitch. Driven to right. That's going to be a hit off the wall out there. Run will score. Parker exchanges places with Sandoval. It's 4-1. A 1-1 count here on Pence. The pitch to him. And a drive to left down the line. That ball's going to go. It's a one-run ball game. 4-3 on the home run by Pence. Double-double home run of the inning for the Giants. And they're within one. Runners at second and third, two out in the 10th in the tie game. The pitch, ground ball back up the middle, and that's going to win it. Rosales will throw late. Giants walk it off on a base hit by Parker. And they beat the Diamondbacks here tonight by a final score of 5-4. That's a tough one right there.
The Diamondbacks took a 4-0 lead into the bottom of the seventh inning, but it quickly fell apart for starter Taijuan Walker as the Giants would eventually rally to tie the game at 4 before walking off in the 10th on the first career walk-off hit for Jared Parker as Arizona suffered a 5-4 10-inning loss. Here is Diamondback skipper Torrey Lovello.
It's tough to absorb. I feel like we did a lot of things right early in the game, and we put ourselves in a very good position to win this game. And you're right, Taijuan was cruising. He had a three-hit shutout, and he worked into the seventh inning. It happened very quickly. But, you know, I thought we did enough at the right times to put ourselves in a position to win this game. But we just couldn't get that big hit at the right time. I know there was a number of men left on us in scoring position, and obviously that's the name of the game.
The things that, you know, if you look back, obviously, you know, Jake coming home, he was out there. Also, you had leaving a guy on third. Those things kind of sting.
Yeah, those things add up, and we didn't do enough right. And you know, we're a pretty fundamental team. We do take care of our business the right way. At times, this game gets very difficult. So we just didn't capitalize in some key situations. Some big base hits at the right time would have really broken this game open. And you know, the Giants hung in there. I think the key blow was a two-run home run by Hunter Pence that put them right back in the game and made us go to the bullpen. So they did enough right to win the game, and unfortunately we did not.
What did you see from Taijuan that was so effective early, and then conversely, you know, in that inning, in the seventh there, what did you see that changed?
Well, I think he was missing up out over the plate with several of his pitches, and like I said, you got to give them some credit in their execution. They took advantage of it. And we made a mistake pitch to Hunter Pence. You know, it's a big red X about certain things that you shouldn't do. And unfortunately, we didn't execute properly, and he took advantage of it. And that's part of the game.
Pitch selection?
Yeah, I just think the certain pitch in a certain situation, you try to avoid those areas.
How quickly it unraveled, maybe catch you off guard, didn't look like you had anybody on the rack for that first double.
Well, we were going to go four more hitters with Taijuan. That's what we decided. But I just felt like the velocity took a dip. He was missing up out over the plate. So we were a little thin in the bullpen. I was trying to extend him as far as we could. And I thought he had at least three more hitters. Unfortunately, didn't. Unavailable was Fernando and Jorge.
What did you see that Taijuan was doing so well in those first six? He really had one difficult stretch there in the third.
Yeah, he wiggled out of some issues in the third inning, right? And really seemed to go into a really good rhythm. And the fastball was hopping out of his hand. He did a nice job of attacking with that pitch. He was dropping in some breaking balls early, his lead pitches. And I thought he kept a very offensive team in check, and he was walking his fastball around the zone. Unfortunately, I think he just made a few mistakes late in the game that cost him.
For a guy as young as he is, do you think it's going to be difficult for him maybe to separate the struggles in that seventh versus how well he was pitching in the first six going in?
No, I don't think that'll be the case at all. It's a good question, but in my conversations with Taiwan, he's got a very positive outlook on things, and I don't think those moments are gonna be a hindrance. I think, in fact, they're gonna help him learn and get better the next time.
The Snakes look to bounce back on Sunday behind Patrick Corbin. He'll be opposed by Jeff Samardzija.